Pangala has a number of strong values that are deeply rooted in their culture and activated on a daily basis. Freedom, transparency, honesty, respect, trust, equality. How does that actually resonate with the employees? And how does that fit with being a human being? This is exactly what we talk about in this episode, number 3 of the Pangala Dubai podcast. Get yourself a cup of coffee and listen. In the first half of this episode, you're going to meet Muhammad Matloub, and you're also again going to listen to Søren Rolander Langkær, to Nitin Agarwal, and Mudassar Qureshi. Let's pass the microphone to Muhammad Matloub.
Be transparent, be honest, whatever you are doing, and whether it's personal or professional level, be honest. Unless there is that much personal stuff that you can't share with you, with your colleagues, for sure we all are living in a personal space also. But if something on a personal level also, if it can be shared, like I have given an example of my time, how I manage when I'm working from home. Mm-hmm. If that is something which can help others, or if for example I lost a lot of weight as compared to last year, so many colleagues are asking me, what are your suggestions, what do you do, how did you manage, and this and that. So be honest, be open, and we just reply naturally to them. No need to hide something, or no need to shy about something, that you do this and this and this which others can't do. Be open, be try. So transparency is one of the important elements. Then accountability. Transparency comes with accountability. If you are transparent, also the management is transparent. So means you are accountable more than the traditional organization. So be accountable, whether on a client perspective or on a colleague perspective. If someone has given you a task, or you have voluntarily taken up the task, complete that. Don't leave it in middle of nowhere. So accountability is also there. Then think positively, be open. If don't be like a person that if someone who just joined new in the Pangala, don't be a personality that he should not come to ask you something non-work related item. For example, if I am being so rigid guy, or a personality who always discuss work in Pangala, then there might be a possibility the employee who joins newly in Pangala, he might not come to me to ask, Matloub, how should I go to my home from this place? So I should be approachable, I would say. Mm. I should be open. If I knew something other than the professional life also, I should guide him, okay, please go to this metro station, take this metro, go to that place, exit that, and go this side. So we have to be open. Open up to take the tasks, open up, I would say, to take challenges, be accountable what you have taken already. Mm-hmm. This is are the more core values, I would say, for Pangala culture.
Transparency, respect, and honesty. Three terms that was presented to me when I was in my early 20s, actually, when I just started my career. And it's three words that has since then actually been very, very strong in my mind. It's something I've tried to adhere to through my career, because I think it's three values that makes your life a lot easier. Because if you choose to be respectful, transparent, and honest, you basically are always in control of what you're doing. You never get caught off guard, basically. And I also think it incurs a lot of trust from other people in you as a person, if they feel you are genuinely these three things. So I've taken them with me for over 30 years. That's a long time.
It seems to me like, Søren, when you say that it's not only business that you're talking about, but it's a way of life. It's an attitude to whomever you might meet. It's being a waiter or your daughters or whatnot.
Yes. I sincerely believe in that. That if you treat people honestly, respectful, and transparently, you will get the best in any situation. So you will never see me talk in foul language to anyone or be disrespectful to anyone, even though he might be a gardener or the sweeping the streets or whatever. I would treat anyone with equal respect as a fellow human being, regardless of who they are, because I think that's everyone deserves that.
So in Pingala, the transparency is like we all are open to each other. So transparency comes when we are open to each other, disclose the information, don't keep the secrets. Yeah, it's a both personal as well as from like it's a relation, transparency between the employees and the management, where the management is open and they are disclosing each and every information to the employees. So it builds the trust. It's built trust between employees and management.
So if I may start by telling about what respect is for me. Respect is, I would say it's, you cannot measure respect, because respect doesn't need to be that, for example, the region here that somebody is calling me sir or I am calling somebody sir. Respect is how you treat other people. Mm-hmm. It can be by your actions or how you talk to them with the respect that you, and it can be built more by actually, sorry, I'm gonna be, because it actually covers some of the other topics also, because respect cannot be without transparency. If I'm being honest to you, then of course you will gain more respect for me. But if I'm not being honest with you, then I will never get the same respect from you, and the other way around. I didn't, work-wise or with family, girlfriend, wife, whatever, it's the same thing. Even with children, I don't have any yet, but you have, so if they are lying, then you use their respect, you don't trust them. So again, and trust and respect is also there. So that is what is respect for me. It's not about only just doing a specific action or treating somebody just to gain the respect. You have to actually have some, it's not enough with saying it. You have to walk the walk. I would say respect, again, as I said, a colleague who is straight with me,
yeah,
meaning honest, transparent, I have more respect for that person. Basically, actually, I can give you a very good example. I have, not only in Pingala, also before, I have met people who are very good at, now we are working for Microsoft, they can read, tell you everything that Microsoft has written. Mm-hmm. They know every boss word. And you think when you see, okay, this guy must be amazing. But when it comes to, even if you point out something which is not correct, because they are focused on just one thing, that this is how it is, Microsoft said it, that's it, final, that's like written in stone. But when it comes to the actual, it doesn't work like that, and they never are, even though you point it out for them, they never agree to that. And they, I have no, but I have more respect for the kind of people who actually are even my seniors I worked with earlier, who have like 10-15 years more experience. They can sit and say, I don't know anything about this. Mm-hmm. Just there, even though that person has less experience, it can be a junior, senior, I have gained more respect for that person because that person is being honest with me.
Respect is very important. Again, same thing, like if I'm treating a guy that I would be treating my manager or someone senior or someone from government department or someone diplomat, whatever. So I need to pay them the same respect if I am talking to anyone in my life, whether it's personal or professional. And at the end of the day, when I think about what I have done during the day, it feels good vibes inside the body, like you've not done something wrong. Like it's maybe a little bit of religious things, but if we think about in general, God doesn't punish those immediately, whoever is doing wrong. He still has open window for someone who asks for forgiveness or who changed their habit to do good from the bad. So why we create barriers as a human, that if someone did something wrong, I'm talking about personal level, not professional level, but this can be related to that also, that if someone has did something wrong with you, then you might not be necessarily pay them the same answer. You might have to listen, tolerate, see how the things are moving and accordingly answer. Just not the case that if someone has done something wrong, or he's junior than me, or he's not actually at the same level as me, I will not pay them the respect. I will talk rude or something like that. So I will for sure will not feel good eventually at the end of the day, because I will have some feelings that I have did this wrongly to that guy. I should not have done.
So the respect is very much necessary in a good work culture. The employees, the colleagues should respect each other. It's respect is like one of the traits of or character traits of integrity.
Respect is one of the traits or characteristics of integrity. The people at Pingala Dubai very quickly connect these values with personal anecdotes, aspects of being a human being. The same goes with honesty. Let's pass the microphone back to Nitin and then to Muhammad Madloub.
So for me, honesty is necessary in a relationship to function and thrive. Whether it's a professional life or a personal life, honesty is very much necessary. It's a foundation for a trust. If I am always honest to someone, so that person will believe in my promises and commitments, and whatever I am saying, they will listen to me. Mm-hmm. It's not hard to do. Mm-hmm. If you know that you are open, and whatever you are saying to the other person, you are honest in whatever you are communicating. Mm-hmm. So it's not hard. It depends upon person. So, like, even in the workplace, we can show the honesty by arriving at the workplace at the right time, mm-hmm. and completing our task, whatever we are responsible for, and we can set the examples for the other colleagues also.
Is there some areas that is where it's tougher to be honest?
No, I don't think so. There is any such thing where it's difficult to be honest. Even if we are, if anything wrong, like mistake happened, we should be honest. We should be honest to the client. Mm-hmm. That say we should be open and go to the and say to the client upfront, mm-hmm. that this is what happened, and this is our plan. We will do the rectification. Mm-hmm. So, I feel no, it's not difficult.
Apart from Pingala, as a personal perspective, also honesty is, I think, should be the top priority element in a person or in management or in a company, and it all talks about actually what we are thinking. So for example, if I am being an honest, for example, if I talk about my work, if I am working from home and I need a break, for example, just to have a quick nap after lunch, for example, so I could just take a quick nap. And then if making sure that I don't have any meeting or anything else, so I take a quick nap, and then I should be open to my colleagues to recommend them that this is how you should plan your day in order to get fit, in order to get mentally relaxed. Like another example I used to give to my colleagues is that when we are working from home in the whole day, then we can just start maybe 9, take a break for lunch, 1 to 2, for example. And after that, take a break for gym at 4:30. This is how normally I plan my day whenever I am in home for the full day. 4:30, I do break, or I go to gym, I go for walking in that time. And then I comes back around 7. I comes back, take a shower, dinner, everything, family, hangouts. And then I join the work again around 7 or 8. For remaining 2 hours which I have missed in that time when I was in gym. So if someone asks me how your day went, what you have been doing in the day, then I'm honestly giving them my opinion. This is how I planned the day, and it worked for me because I get a refresh from the work. I got a refresh from looking at the computer whole day. I get a refresh to just change my thinking, change my mind, and I go out to do something. So we can relate this honestly in every aspect of our life. This is just one example. So that is very important.
So when you talk about honesty, you very quickly couple it to communication and telling people and aligning expectations with your colleagues. Is that right?
Yes, correct. So if someone asks me, for example, if someone calls me at 5, so if I can pick up the phone, I can say my other colleague, for example, if calls me at 5, I sometimes take deep breaths because I'm at gym. So they ask, oh, where are you, man? So I said, oh, I am at gym because I'm having a long breath because I just finished my treadmill or something like that. So the honesty element is still there. I don't need to fear what other guy will think about me, that I am being at gym at 5 p.m. Just an example. Be honest, whatever you are doing during the day.
How does it feel to be honest in Pingala?
It feels great, mm-hmm. Yeah. And in whatever we are doing, it's like between the colleagues or with the client.
Is it tough to be honest with your client?
No, I don't think so. It's tough to be honest with the client.
Mm-hmm.
So as I said, so honesty and trust both are closely related.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So trust is very much important.
Mm-hmm.
It creates a good work culture, positive environment, and it builds mm-hmm. collaboration between the employees.
Yeah.
And it builds a loyalty towards customers and prospects.
So actually being the human being that you are is part of being honest and being honest about that?
Yeah, absolutely, 100%. That we don't need to hide ourselves that this is the working window normally, because normally we follow 9 to 6. Working time down there in this market. This is very rare, and this is what we have been teaching in Pingala culture all along, that freedom of opinion, freedom of decisions, and I would say freedom of what we are thinking in our mind, just think about it and implement, making sure that you are not breaking other barriers or other things. For sure, if I have some trainings or if I have some UATs, I have some sessions with the customer, I will not do that. This is how I will plan my day, and I will be very honest with the other to share the opinion on this, that how it impact my work life, how it impacts my personal life. Be honest. This is what I believe. So I see equality is very important, and it brings motivations to others if we treat everybody same. So if I'm talking to my boss Soren, and I'm talking to someone who just recently joined, so in a traditional organization, there are several hierarchies, several protocols that I cannot speak directly to CIOs or to COO. I have to take an appointment and this and that. So down here, we treat everybody equals. And this is actually one of the most important value also, that if we treat everyone equally, then they might have some different ideas, which if they share, can bring some values to the customers, can bring some values to the company itself. Just a common example I would like to give here, that for example, if someone joins in our company as a new candidate, as a new employee, they ask to the certain group of people, okay, what laptop should I order, or for example, how do I plan to do this specific work. So if we give them the same opinion, that if Soren or Kent or someone else will ask us, we will be honestly giving them the opinion based on our experiences. If someone who joins new, we should also be treating them equally what we would be answering to Kent or to Soren or to someone else who is on the senior level. So that brings motivation, I believe, to others. And motivation is the key aspect in every industry.
The employees in Pingala are not just resources. They are human beings. They are people. That must require that the human factors and the human skills are very highly valued. Let's hear again from Lakshmi, from Vidya and Prashant.
That's very true. In Pingala, that is something very important. They consider that human factor a little bit more. Like, you are human and you're prone to making mistakes. But yeah, consistent mistake, it's something else. But once or twice, if you make a mistake, then you're given chances. Like, you need to take it up and fix it. There's no issue. Given your own time to do it. Yeah.
So that might also mean that in your project team, that you talk about your feelings, that you talk about being a human being, being challenged, work from home, all of that, that you bring that forward to your colleagues.
Yeah, we do, yeah. Like, whatever challenges our other team members are facing at the moment. Like, for example, if a colleague of mine, his mother has passed away recently during the COVID times, then we are aware that what he's going through. So, you know, we keep that in the back of the mind in all our dealings with that person. So I feel that we are all kind of, you know, emotionally considerate about the other human beings working in the same project.
Do you even have friends at work?
Yeah, definitely. Yes. A lot of them. Like, for example, some of them were there with previous companies as well. So we are all connected. Some of them has been there for many, many years. Friends at work is always good. And that is what keeps us going.
What do you say with a big smile?
That's yeah. Nice. Yeah.
I think when we talk about human skills, all the human, the most expected human virtues, honesty, respect, equality, transparency, I think these are the core virtues that if we uphold it, we are doing justice to the Pingala culture also. And to an extent, I think there has been a lot of consistent effort from the management to propagate this culture. So most of our colleagues, when I joined, I like I said, I didn't find myself in a strange place. I was welcomed and I found myself blend into this workspace because I think that consistency sort of helped. There was no apprehension in, you know, when opinions came from me, or there were no rejections, or so I think a lot of this consistent effort from management to make sure that from a conscious state of Pingala culture we somehow have come to, at least some of the older colleagues have come to that subconscious level of Pingala culture where it has become part of life. So I think that was the best thing about the human aspect. It was quite natural when you see that the colleagues are behaving that way, it is easier for you to carry it forward.
If you were to describe the differences between Pingala and other companies, what would you explain then?
Yeah, so basically, I like the slide where you kept and making money in the last. I think it's just the opposite in other companies.
So it was a slide that we used today in the workshop with a lot of people first statements. And freedom and all of the softer parts in a bullet list. And the last one was and making money and running a business.
Correct. But it's just the opposite, I believe, in most of the companies that I've worked for. They are running a business, so they have to first think of the money part. That is taken care. And then I think people would probably come last or second last or maybe third last. But it's not on the top three, for sure.
It is one thing to talk about how all these values play a role in being a human being and being part of the culture at Pingala Dubai. It's another thing to talk about how they actually affect the collaboration and the work that they do at Pingala Dubai. As Soren says from time to time, if there's no water in the oasis, it's going to run dry and people will stop coming and the customers will stop coming. So how does all these values actually fit into the self-leadership and to the work with the customers? I'm going to give the word to Prashang, who actually makes a very nice segue into the next two episodes, number 4 and number 5, about self-leadership and the work with the customers. Let's hear from Prashang.
I think all of these are related, right? I mean, these are all, when I talk about freedom, of course, if you should have a self-leadership, right? Then only you can utilize the freedom.
Mm-hmm.
You can take decisions. And when you get the freedom, obviously you have to be honest, because you are vulnerable to take decisions which may go wrong for the company. So if you are honest enough and you are discussing, we are respecting, and you know, all these things, you are being transparent, then that gives you an opportunity to, you know, bring the facts on the table, and then decisions can be made on the right on the right direction.